I'd like to just say a little something about past, present, and future. Perhaps a little key verse would be there in Hebrews about Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I was quite impressed with our meeting we had yesterday, where the things that were presented in 2 Peter 3 were for a reason. There was purposefulness to what was being given to us in those scriptures, and I was thankful for those that pointed that out. Because you see, prophecy isn't just something to have fun with or something to just talk about. It is actually to affect the way we are now. But the past is also. And there's a few things that I've been interestingly concerned about, that a lot of these things are being wiped out from underneath of us as a foundation in our culture. Now, I'm not here to talk about culture, but things do come up. We're in school, we read stuff, you hear stuff on the radio. And so let's talk about past for a minute. There's a new philosophy about history. And actually, it's not all that new. A lot of us are familiar with the Cultural Revolution in Red China, though it was well before the time of some of your births. But the idea was you must eliminate the past to grasp the future. And they did it with a vengeance, a damaging, destroying, murderous vengeance. But you know, what does God say? There in Ephesians chapter 1, God says that we were chosen. Ephesians 1 verse 4, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And so the past is extremely important to God. There, He has chosen each of you for blessing. And that blessing that comes from God's choice in the past is so that you will live this way in the present. Be holy and without blame before Him. And that's future also, of course. But we cannot drop the past. There's something that's a little more insidious, it's not totally revolutionary in terms of shooting you if you don't agree with it. But it's being taught now that history is not relevant because every event comes randomly. And so there is no flow of history. Now, this is a fairly recent philosophy. Some people that maybe here can fill me in a little more on that. But there's no flow of history. Things just kind of come randomly. So you can't say that one event precedes another. Hence, there's no relevance to history. Well, what's the real thrust here? The real thrust is to release the ropes, to unmoor you, to give you no sense of stability or foundation. And that's the purpose of that, because there's a goal in mind. You could probably figure out what the goal is of that philosophy. But God is interested in the past. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. None of us have ever seen Jesus. Is that history relevant to you? Why, I'll say it is. But they want to untie that. They want to loosen that and say, no. There's no connection here. There's no connection between past and present. This is just coming along, you know, in some sort of understandable way. Well, let's talk about the future. There's a thing called evolution. The idea is that things happen randomly. Well, if things happen randomly, then there's no significance to a future. Because, like, who knows? Who knows? But is that God's idea? Well, no. God's idea is that Jesus Christ is going to be honored in this world If you're listening yesterday, you got a little bit of prophecy. Yes, it's interesting, but it's for a purpose, and God has given it to us for a purpose, and it settles our mind in the present to know that God controls the future. Not only that, but the Old Testament tells us that God is the one who inhabits eternity. So all of this belongs to Him. So this is very, very important to us. And what about the present? Well, there's another interesting philosophy that's coming along, and it's an attack on science. And that is that science is no longer, or well, never has been, of course, finding out what really is. Oh, no, no, no. It's all based on social construct. It's kind of where we're at in our society gives relevance to science. Wow. Now catch that. So something that is not relevant, and so it's not really worth looking into. And what you look into and you find is only of significance if it matches some sort of current philosophy or politics or whatever. You go, wow, this is wild. Yeah, but it's for the same purpose, to untie, to loosen you from present or from the past or from the future and make you a little robot in the present. But that's not God's way. You know, right now in the present, there is the Lord Jesus Christ who is standing there on high on your behalf, for you, for us, as a priest. We had that mentioned. He's there as an advocate, and no doubt many other ways as well. But these are things that are presently on our behalf by God Himself. This is God's scheme. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we live in that. We are not to be whipped around by men's philosophies, which is easy to be. It's a lot easier. You got to really watch it. It's easy to be sideswiped by what comes down the pike sometimes in our education, in our news, in our music. All of these things, but God wants us to see a big picture from the past, the relevance to the present, where Christ is for us now, and what Christ will be in the future, and how we'll be associated with Him. Now that will give us a walk in this world as Christians, testimonies for the Lord Jesus Christ, surmounting those obstacles that are in front of us, the embarrassments or the other hang-ups that we have, the other difficulties that come into our life. These things now we're able to be those that can overcome, go over those problems. So have a big view. Have a big view. Not just, what am I going to do tomorrow? But have a big view. What happened last week? What's going to happen next week? What happened 3 years ago? What's going to be around 3 years from now? Think big. That's what God wants you to do. And it'll change the way you live this afternoon.
46 in the appendix. 46 in the appendix.
Have I a love?
Constancy, oh, they say. defend ourselves. Our loving God and our Father, we thank Thee for our precious Savior. We thank Thee that we do know, we recognize that grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for Your sakes He became poor, that ye, through His poverty, might be rich. And so we acknowledge the riches of Thy grace towards us, and we think of how Thou hast given us this instruction to stand fast in the faith. And it might not seem like a lot just to stand, but we know that Thou dost value a stand and firmness with a heart attached for Christ, for that which Thou dost so value. And Thou hast given us the truth of God, and Thou hast desired us to buy it, and to lay aside anything that would be of hindrance to us in the path of faith. So we just ask Thee for grace to walk in that path of faith and to hold all of the truth of God until Thou dost come, blessed Savior. And so we thank Thee that Thou art to that one that's unchanging, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And so we long to see Thee face to face, blessed Savior. We acknowledge our weakness. We're at the end of the age, and we seek mercies even for the remainder of this day together. We ask it and give thanks for Thy kindness to us in the precious and worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.